On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz, joining me from the BSU women's golf team, the freshman out of Hatton, North Dakota, Olivia Knutson. And Olivia, first of all, your team season comes to an end this last weekend at the NSIC Championship. First of all, I know the weather probably didn't cooperate for you guys as the weather changed in the last week. How much of a factor was that for you personally?
I think it was a big factor. It's harder to swing with a lot of clothes, and it inhibits your playing ability with the weather conditions being as severely cold as they were. But other than that, it could have been good because there was not a lot of wind the first day. But other than that, the cold was big.
I've golfed Maddens, and I know it's probably one of the hardest courses here in northern Minnesota. Not an easy course. What was probably the most treacherous thing about it?
I think the hazards were definitely the big problem. There was hazards on every hole besides two of them, I think, and they're very easy to go into, and there's also a lot of sand, big sand pits.
I know I would hit it pretty often into the woods, but of course I slice my ball a lot more. Where's your strength as a golfer? Is it on the long ball or is it on the green?
I would say this season it has been the long ball. My longer game has been stronger. I would like it to be my short game. My short game needs to improve, but this season it has been the longer ball.
Now, for most people that aren't familiar with how the NSIC Championship works, you've got the two rounds in the fall, and then you've got another two rounds, a total of 36 holes in the spring, and then you combine the two scores to determine who is actually the championship. Or the champion. Is that a good thing, or do you think you guys would rather have it like separate and kind of give it another shot in the spring?
Well, as we played this weekend as our whole team, I think we would rather have it separate in the spring because of our high scores. But it's also nice because we could bounce back from this weekend and play better in the spring and maybe move up a few slots, which would be nice.
The one player on your team that performed really well was Rachel Walden. She's been pretty solid all year. Have you learned a lot from her, being that she's a junior?
Yes, she has a strong mental game. She stays strong and finishes good rounds second day also. So I think her experience there has helped our team.
There's only eight of you on this team. Did all eight of you golf in the NSIC Championship?
No, only five of us did competed in this tournament.
And will that be the same case next year, or is that where you go through the season and see where you all place in order to compete in the next NSIC spring part of the championship?
Yes, this spring, it can possibly be five different players, but it will be the top five of our girls who competed in the tournaments will go.
How did you end up at Bemidji State?
I chose Bemidji because I love the lake and the golf course and the team here and the pretty much came for the campus.
What are you majoring in?
I'm undecided so far.
And when you were growing up, what would have been your dream job after college?
Probably would have been a veterinarian.
You're the second athlete I've talked to today that wanted to be a veterinarian. Must love animals.
I do. But yeah, that's changed. It's changed over the years, so.
It always changes for all of us. Hatton, North Dakota, pretty big town or small town?
It's about 700 people, very small town and community.
So did you grow up on a farm or more of a industrial family?
Yes, we grew up on a farm. We had a 10-acre farm 8 miles from Hatton. So.
Oh, very cool. What did your parents and you raise?
We lived on a farm, but we didn't farm. My dad is an accountant for the Air Force Base.
Oh. Very cool. Very cool. So, Olivia, so far in your first season of golf, what do you think of your team? And happy to be here at Bemidji State?
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. My team is very fun. We have very fun times on the road and practicing together. It's been a good season so far.
What do you hope to improve on going into the spring season?
My short game definitely needs to improve with getting used to the faster greens and the hilly greens and stuff should really improve.
Are you hoping to get a few more rounds of golf in before the snow flies again?
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely hope to be out there after this rough weekend. It'll be nice to go play again.
one last thing for you, Olivia, before I let you go. You're the only left-handed golfer on your women's golf team. Is that a little different for you?
Yes, it is. There aren't. It's different in a way that you just tee up on a different side of the tee box. And
so can I assume that your favorite golfer is Phil Mickelson? Because I know he's mine.
Yes, he is. I love his attitude and the way he plays the game. He always has a smile on his face no matter how bad he's doing. And he's left-handed and plays like a left-handed golfer.
Wait, how long have you been playing golf?
For about 4 years now, 4 or 5 years. I started as a eighth grader in high school.
Wow. Most people I've ever talked to that started playing golf, they were pretty young. That's great that you're playing college golf. You've only been playing it for 4 or 5 years.
Yes, it is. It was, I didn't start because it really frustrated me, and it still frustrates me. So I didn't start till eighth grade year, and I wish I would have started younger, but I think 14 is the age to improve as an athlete. And so I improved a lot over high school.
Well, good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate your time. Thanks, Olivia.
All right, thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.